friends who met on the internet, and Logan and Tyler are also friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Tyler and Bart are buddies too, and now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. More than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break 51. And Bart and I are wrapping up our work day here on a Friday. Because just early in next week, we'll be headed on the open seas with a bunch of you guys, so we look forward to that. And, you know, we're excited. But Tyler's joined us after a couple weeks' absence. Welcome back, Tyler. Welcome back.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back. I missed you fellas.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks now, but we are, I don't know, today I was telling this off mic to Bart, like, this is the, Bart, the stress days, this is sort of like the best and the worst day, because it's, you know, we still have work on Monday and Tuesday, even before we go on the cruise. But I feel like this is like the – we're getting so close that, like, all the stuff is just piling on today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, Tyler, are you home again, or are you still down in Floridia?
No. I came back.
You are back. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't even remember when I got back, what, 3 or 4 days ago? I've been back about a week. It was quite a trip. It was supposed to be just me doing absolutely nothing, but it wound up being me being pulled into 15 different directions. You know, my phone rang. It's like somebody would say, "Hey, I'm in town. Come hang out," which is fine. I love hanging out with people, but I just kind of wanted some R&R by myself. And it was fun though. It was great.
I agree with. I feel that. I've done a few solo trips now, and I people look at you like you're crazy, but I tell you, I highly recommend everybody at least.
Oh, that's the thing, man. Because that's the story I always tell. People always look at you. You know, I'm standing in line, and they go, "You're by yourself," and I'm like,
"Yeah,
I am," and it's great. But after about the 15th time somebody asks that, you know, "You're by yourself?" I go, "I am by myself. It's terrible." You know.
It is. Yeah, the worst is when you check in at a restaurant, when you go to eat and they're like, you're like, just one, just me.
Yeah, the last time that I actually couldn't get a reservations at Tony's in Magic Kingdom, which I hadn't been to in a while, in years, and wanted to check it out again. And the only way I could get a reservation was if I said two, for some reason it would allow me to do a party of two. So I got, and then when I got there, I was like, "Hey, my friend couldn't make it. Sorry."
Yeah. You gotta do that. You gotta play the numbers.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah. You can do like a party of 10 and sometimes you'll get it, you know, cause it's all based on what, you know, available tabletops they have, you know, if it's, we got a four top, we got a six. So. Works out the
I don't
way.
Know if I'd feel good doing that though. That party of 10. I'm sorry. It's just
me. It's just me. That would be bad. Make it. I may have gone up one or two. Like I may have gone from a six to an eight.
But all nine of them caught the flu. I'm sorry.
And I've had that legit happen where like I've had my parents with us and another friend and they didn't show. Sure. So they end up from like a 7 to a 3 and they don't seem to mind. But I don't know. I used to enjoy the solo travel. And I think I get too much, like you said, by the 15th time someone asks you, I think I get too much in my own head. And I just start, I go insane a little bit after about 2 days. So I don't do that very much anymore. I drag someone along. I'll pay for their trip. I just don't, I need someone to keep me in the world.
In that case. You do go a little nutty, like after the third day
of not talking,
no one to talk to. Yeah. Well, you're like, where you start trying to join into conversations because you're listening in, and you're like, and you realize they're staring at you like, "Who are you and why are you talking to us?"
Yeah, see, that's why you guys do the vlogging. You can at least like hear your voice. See, I don't do that, so I don't even feel like I
think that's why I started. I think that's why I started it on that trip a couple of years for DLP Fest. I needed something to talk to, so I just whipped out my phone.
You had friends there, though. Here, I remember a bunch of people.
They can't. Yes, that's true. They did eventually show up, but I mean, I've done the first couple trips I did for Ears of Steel when I was working on the book. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
So, and I don't mind. I mean, you know, I have this weird thing inside me where it's like, I want to see people, but then when I have plans to see people, I want to break them all the time.
Yep,
it's not personal.
I am the exact same way. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because y'all are horrible.
We're just wired weird. Yeah, we're horrible people.
We actually like sulking alone in the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not for me. Not for me anymore. The last one I did was to L.A., like, whenever the Moana movie came out, and they invited us to do something for WDW Today, and I was there by myself, and it was just, again, it got like 2 days in of silence, and I realized, like, I'm going crazy. Like, this is not good. This is not mentally healthy for me. So I won't do it anymore. It's just not my thing. I mean, if I have to, I will, obviously, for work, but.
Yeah. It's very hard for me to navigate an airport with another person now because I'm so used to doing
just
it
going.
Yeah.
I'm good at it alone, and I don't mind it. And when I've had to travel with my wife or somebody, like next week, I'm like, oh, I gotta, let's go.
Traveling with Amanda is totally fine. Traveling with Amanda and anything without the three children is a breeze.
Oh yeah, with kids, it's like, oh, forget it.
I will say that, like, I was in Pandora and I was walking out, and it was late. I think the park was getting ready to close, and I looked at the line for Flight of Passage, and I really wanted to ride that ride because I stand by my claim that it's the best ride on property right now. So I really wanted to ride it, and it was like I could just tell just from where I could see the line, and I was like, you know, it was still in a little bit, but it wasn't, it wasn't like out the entrance, but I could see the line, and I knew that it was going to be a long wait, and I was like, if I had somebody with me. You know, like, I could stand there for 2 hours and talk, but, like, I don't want to stand in that line by myself for 2 hours. So I wound up not doing it. So that was the one time where I actually let being alone, you know, make me make my decision, I guess.
Now, see, I'd be the exact opposite. I'd be more apt to wait in that line that long alone.
Yeah.
Because I want to do, this is so stupid, but I want to do the thing.
You're not forcing someone else to do something.
Well, that too, but then the Orlando Sentinel put out that article saying you can watch the whole movie in line waiting for the ride. And I'm like, now I want to do it. I want to prove it. I want to get in line,
okay,
start the movie on my phone, watch the whole thing,
and run out of battery.
Then get on.
I thought about that because I remember you saying that. And one of the deciding factors was the fact that I didn't have my headphones.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And typically,
that,
I
you
bring
need your backup charger.
Yeah, well, I had two of those. I always have two of those fuel rod things that they have in the park. I just swap one out. but I typically
best
carry
investment you can make.
Oh, dude, it's awesome! And I got like a $5 off coupon too. Like, seriously, people, look online. There are fuel rod coupons everywhere. If you don't know what we're talking about, there is a battery station for your phone. You can go and you can purchase a rechargeable battery. And anytime it dies, you just go back and unlimited swapping.
every park and Disney Springs has a machine, so you can just go and drop yours in and get a new one out.
And, the resorts, most of the resorts have them now. Both the Contemporary, the Pop Century, and the Polynesian have them. So I'm assuming they all do now.
Probably. At least, well, probably the deluxe ones. I don't know about.
But yeah, I know. I typically have a pair of wireless headphones in my backpack, but they were in my car. So I was like, well, nah, I'm good.
I'm gonna try to check around your airports too, because I saw an actual, now Nashville's is not Fuel Rod brand, it's some off brand.
Yeah.
But the airport in Pittsburgh, I stopped at the airport in Pittsburgh. I was flying out to Maryland, but I had to fly into Pittsburgh because of where I was going. And they had an actual fuel rod machine, and it was only $20 to buy one instead of $30.
Really?
Yeah. So keep your eyes up because they'll still work. I mean, it's the exact same brand. So I don't. How would it know where you bought it? So
wow.
Something to keep your eye on or check online to see. I bet Fuel Rod's probably got a website. We could if we wanted to put the effort in, we could find out, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, the one in Nashville is it's very clunky and it goes on the bottom of your phone. It does like fit more flush, but it's big. I have one and I needed it desperately when I bought it and I sort of regret it now. So it is what it is though. And it only holds, like the charge
itself. Somebody told
me
the Fuel Rod attachments break. Somebody told me the attachments break off too, but I used my own cord, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah,
I keep that in mind too.
Yeah,
take a short cord with you.
Yeah, and I put it in a pocket in my backpack and let it kind of come around my arm and just have it right there.
I'm going to try to go to Pandora on Tuesday before we get on the cruise. Amanda hasn't gone yet, so we don't have the kids because really, I mean, they are not going to wait in the line. Well, neither of them can ride Flight of Passage. I mean, Riker may be able to. I'm sure he can, actually, but he's not going to get through that line. And the Navi River Journey, I don't think they'll get through that line either. So she hasn't had the opportunity to go. I only went that one time by myself. So we're going to go on Monday or Tuesday. So I look forward to that. Or we're going to try it. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. We haven't been able to do kind of the big kid rides in a while. So maybe hopping from there, headed over to do a rock and roller coaster because we haven't done it in a long time, and do some of the stuff that kind of has passed us by the last 5 years.
Are you getting in early?
So I look forward to going.
Are you getting in early that day?
I get in early Tuesday. Yeah.
So we get in late.
Yeah, we get in pretty early. So we'll be there for a majority of the day Tuesday. And then we'll be driving over. I think we're actually staying in Orlando and driving over in the morning. So we'll see. I don't know. You'd think I would have all the stuff planned out since it's like 4 days away.
I feel so unprepared. My wife asked me last night if I was excited. I'm like, I won't be excited until I'm on the boat checked in because I just feel.
Thank you. That's what I always say. Bless you.
I won't be excited until it's over.
Great. Yeah. Wait.
Like then I can look back on it and be like, that was great.
Me too, because I'm going to have lunch at Boathouse after.
And my kids are safe and everything is fine.
I know it always sounds terrible when I say this. They're like, how dare you? You're going on a cruise. But anytime we've ever performed on a cruise, I always say, I just want to be on the boat. Just if I could teleport past security and all of that
yeah,
stuff.
It's pretty intense.
It's wild. It is such a hassle. Like even if you're, a guest, like a performing guest, like it doesn't matter. It's still a hassle.
Yeah. We've done the Disney one a few times. It's not that much better. It's wild regardless of where you walk in and it is feel like you're in an insane mall of people.
I don't envy you fellas
now,
for that.
Thankfully, though, I believe our ship is the only one in the port leaving that day. It's such a random on a Wednesday. Yeah, so I think it'll be pretty – I mean, only a couple thousand people fit on the boat. So thankfully it won't be too – it shouldn't be too crazy.
When I got the option, when I checked the first boarding group, it looked like. But, I mean, how many people? That's probably going to still be 1,000 people or something like that. So we'll see.
Hey, at least we're not in the because we both got rooms that have windows. A bunch of the people, which look like if I was single, I would have considered it. But like Will got paranoid that he may not even have a bathroom in his room. Because it's these tiny solo.
That was it. Like you guys wanted to shove me in a windowless cabin when y'all both had balconies. Like
yeah, here's the deal.
I'm good.
I'm good. We could have probably covered that. I'm not covering your balcony room. You can figure that out yourself. If that's the rooms we can get, that's why Will and the Greens are in those rooms. But we're traveling with our wives, so we've stepped it up a little bit. But no, that's I. It's cool because you have your own lounge and everything in that singles area, so that looks pretty fun. Or what do they got? Studio cabins, but they are definitely unique. We'll see. We'll see in a couple days.
Tyler, you can go on the cruise. We're just going to shove you in the basement. It's fine.
You're being steerage.
We were literally going to put you where every other host is, except for us. And we paid the difference.
If I were going by myself.
It's okay. You want to pay the difference.
If I were by myself, I'd be down there too, probably. I wouldn't be.
Oh, I would too.
Hey, I'll tell you, like I said, I did that one time. I slept in a windowless cabin, and it was the best sleep I ever got, man. It was like sleeping in a dungeon. The only problem is you woke up, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like you felt like it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm going to sleep with that balcony door open if I can every night because I'm kind of excited about that. But so I'm afraid I'm going to wake up. It'll be like Finding Nemo. There'll be a big pelican sitting on the counter staring at me or something. But otherwise,
have you looked to see, like, because it tells you your cabin number? Have you looked to see if someone's done like a YouTube video of your specific cabin? No,
that's a thing.
They have of mine. Yeah. They're like, here's cabin number 2. What? Yeah, like those tell you the number. So Amanda and I looked at our cabin yesterday, which was both cool because we're like, oh, it looks great, and weird because it's like, oh, but here's the people that were sleeping in this before you were.
Oh yeah, good.
You know, it's a little bit. It's like seeing who is sleeping in your hotel bed. You know, it's like you don't necessarily want to do that. You don't want to even think about that. So yeah, you can do that. A lot of cruise message boards. A lot of cruise YouTubers. I told you, I just want to be the cruise guy that gets to go on all the rock and roll ships. It's like, what are we doing this week? We're going to Kiss. Next week, we're doing the Wrestling Jericho rock cruise. After that, we're going to, it would drive me insane, but I think it'd be the best. It'd be better than our Rainforest Cafe series.
Sorry, now you got me looking for my room number. What? This is your fault. This lull is brought to you by Logan.
Focus, focus. We only got like 20 more minutes. Focus. We got to do a shorty show today.
All right. Well, what's going on?
Well, fellas, what's been going on with you guys? Logan, how's the TV show going?
It's been going really well, and except for yesterday, which didn't go so well. We did tech rehearsal yesterday on our new TV show. There were some good and some bad. I'll send y'all some footage when I can of what it looked like, and we'll probably have an announcement first week of April, I would hope, about what it is, when it is, where it's going to be. So that's exciting. And if you're in Nashville the last week of March and you want to come out, reach out to me and I'll tell you how to potentially get tickets that were full for 2 of the 3 days of tapings right now. It's going to be an exciting time. It's stressful. It's one of those things that's very fun in the planning process. And now that it's all set up and really happening, it's sort of a countdown. I'm going shortly after it. I think the next weekend to New Orleans to help promote and to meet with a bunch of people, because New Orleans may be having something that's something to do with the industry that we're working in the first week of April, if you're familiar. And, then that is like almost the relaxation time. I feel like once we know we've captured it, things will be good, but things are crazy. I mean, booking, if I known we were doing the series a year ago when we booked the cruise, I probably would have booked the cruise a little later or a little earlier. It's like, let's go take a week vacation. And then you're going to do a TV show in 2 weeks. Have fun at that. But it's good.
Did you say the last week of March?
The last week in March, yeah.
I may potentially be in Florida. And that's the thing. Somebody asked me a question about the cruise, and I told them my finances were kind of at play. And they said, you go to Florida all the time. I'm like, I hitch rides for free. I was like, and I've got a place to stay, and my ticket was paid for a long time ago. I was like, no, I didn't have the extra. But you'll have to send me the exact dates because my sister asked me if I would like to go back down there with them. So send me the dates because I'd like to come and be a part of the show.
See some sweaty men in tights, slap each other around.
Well,
it'd be great.
I don't know if that's really what intrigues me. I just want to come there to support my buddy.
Hey, I'll be focused on monitors and real intense. You got to focus on, streamers and oiled up, muscular men. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good time.
Oh Lord.
It's, and some not as much. You know, it depends. We're not muscle marks. That's not how this works here. There's some guys who look like me, but they're strong. There's a lot of, there's an interesting amount of guys coming out for this. I'm excited. But it has been fun coordinating like 15 flights and hotel rooms and,
I bet
that's the most fun part about this. And then figuring out how to do like rental cars for 20 dudes and figure out, or like, do we do shuttles? What do we do? So all the little details that you forget about when you're like, let's do a TV show with a shoestring budget and a shoestring crew and see what happens. And, then there's the little things of, oh yeah, we need stairs to get to the set.
That was exactly what happened to me with the music video and why I ran out of money. Like it was the little minutia, like,
it kills you.
Just one flight here, one hotel room here. And it's just like, it adds up. It's stuff that you kind of think about, but it's in the back of your mind,
Yeah. It's just like 50 so, bucks dude, here, 100 right bucks here, 200 bucks there. Then you're like, oh crap, that was $8,000. how this exactly. happened. And that is the truth. I mean, our budget, we're a little over budget, but not more than I anticipated. But it is,
Yeah, because you kind of give yourself a little room, you know.
Yeah,
you,
oh yeah, you go, yeah. Well. I knew that there was this much, and what's interesting, and I hope to be able to go into more detail, the platform that we're releasing on, there's almost an algorithm, unlike a YouTube or somewhere like that where it's, you can put ads on it, you know, you don't know exactly what you're making per ad, how that all works. They kind of keep it in their secret formula, and it fluctuates, right? Because Bart, you said like when you put up a video, it like fluctuates what your ad sales rates are. Yeah. They're like, we expect it to be $60. Maybe it's $80. Maybe it's $20.
Yeah, day by day it changes. It's usually like I've been, because I only have like, you know, a little over 1,000 subscribers, I think I fluctuate, my estimated income is between $18 and $20 a day, depending on the day. So like I just got, so they won't even pay you till you hit $100. So I just got paid recently at that rate. So you definitely, you know, it's a numbers game. You got to build up the following a little bit, but.
But it's not a science. It's not a,
no,
here's exactly what
there seems to be zero science.
What you're getting.
So,
right. It's whatever that advertiser is paying and whatever cut that is to you, and you're not privy to that or you have any idea. We're going the reverse. We're going to another platform that says specifically, this is exactly how much you get paid for this many, you know, hours streamed, and here's how it is. And what I like about that is that we've been able to create almost an algorithm for, all right, we're going to book this person. They're going to fly in from this. It's going to cost us this. This is how much the rate is. This is what travel costs. Okay, how many viewers do we need to recoup that? And that's kind of been fun. It's been like a fun, weird math game to almost predict if this person or renting this gear will make this more profitable, or will it make it less? Will it bring us closer to breaking even? So part of that has been really fun, and I like doing these projects because you get to learn a new side of release. I've done the very traditional release, I've done the festival release, I've done the worldwide distro with a company where I did nothing, where I just signed my name and, you know, told them they go and sell it. So I like this idea of playing with predicting how things should go, and if we should be able to accumulate this many percentage of their social media following and how that all works. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed that part of it probably more than I will probably enjoy the 3 days of production.
Yeah.
but it's still good. We'll still have a show. There'll still be 12 episodes, and you'll be able to watch them and go, hey, look, I'm sure you'll catch Bart in a shot here and there.
That's true.
There is Bart a part where we have to like empty out a bunch of people, like a ton of people have to come running towards something, and you got to be one of those guys.
You'll catch me. I'll just be one of those dudes that like randomly changes his hat so that way nobody notices that I'm the same guy.
Yeah, that's right, we're gonna have to move everyone around. Yeah, because we haven't put. What's interesting is because due to the way that our show is formatted, and again, I can't reveal too much contractually, but we are shooting all the episodes in 3 days. What I like about it, though, is that we don't necessarily ever lay out specifically what the timeline is supposed to be from one show to the next show. So you could think it's immediate. You could think it's a week. There's not a – the way we're releasing it, there's not a definitive thing where you're like, oh, why is that the same guy? Well, theoretically, this could just be the next thing that happened. So I don't know. It made that a little easier, but I think we will have to shift people around and move people around. A lot of people will have some tired legs by the end of the day. We ain't putting no seats out. Bart, I took a chair shot yesterday.
You what?
I took a chair shot. Got hit with a chair. Lord. Yes. I mean, not like really hard, but like I'd say probably a 50% chair shot. Sounded good. Sounded really loud.
See, this is why I didn't come around, because I knew that like they'd be like pushing me in the ring. It's that guy with a chair.
It's a rush.
I'm like, what?
It's a rush.
What did I do?
It's getting hit with a chair. Surprisingly painless. I mean, I'm sure if I was freaking Brock Lesnar and I decided full force to hit someone with it, it's not going to feel good. But you can make it loud without it really. It's such a thin piece of metal that you can feel it. It's not comfortable. But you're not like wallowing in pain. It's the reason people can kind of no sell it and get hit with it and be still hooking up.
You know what hurts less though?
Not getting hit
by a chair. Yeah. See,
that's, I think falling on the ring, because I've taken a bump now or two. Falling on the ring hurts more than taking a chair shot. And Amanda's been working as a ref at some local promotions here. If you haven't seen on Instagram or on social media, she's been reffing different shows, different professional wrestling shows. And I can tell you, like, just from the fact that she's like having to dive down and get pins, like that is not for the weak. It is insane, but it's all magic. It's all, it's fun. Bart, what have you been doing?
Man, just working right now, working, burning the candle.
I know, it's just a lot of work.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Are you still doing the male, are you still doing the male stripping thing, or is that like, was that just kind of like a side weekend job? Mm-hmm.
That's okay. What your father-in-law is looking for.
I'm in
for
a very
now.
Specific category. Like the, no.
The DJ stuff is
here
bad.
He comes.
We got this other gig.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
What I'm not doing is sleeping very much, but otherwise, yeah, nothing too exciting, though. I haven't even vlogged since we got back from, since I got back from my last Nashville trip when we went to the Wax Museum. But,
We did that weird segment with the guy from Nashville, like the Charles Esten, and then I had dinner then like two nights later, and he sat next to
kidding.
Us. And it was one of those moments of like, I hung out with your wax statue.
Your doppelganger.
I didn't say that because we ate at this thing called Dinner Time Stories, which if you haven't gone and you live in Nashville, which I know a lot of our listeners actually do, it's a little expensive. But we went for our 10th anniversary. It's really cool. It's a 3D projected dinner experience. And
wait,
you sit
what?
At a long table, and he sat like two seats down from us. Him and his wife, they're very nice, and it was cool. But I did think the whole time, like when we first saw him, like, your wax statue looks perfect. Like, you look just, I mean, I've seen him in person, but never like for 2 hours. So the dinner, it's hard to explain. You could go look up Dinner Time Stories, but essentially you sit at a table across from your, if you have someone with you, so Amanda sat across from me, and then there's people lined up on a long table, like a banquet table, and you're in a small room, and there are projectors hanging overhead that are kind of hidden. I mean, they're not really hidden, but they're decoratively designed in these boxes, so you don't really pay attention to them. And you have a book in front of you that you open, and when you open it, they start a show, and it projects down onto this book. And it's kind of like an Epcot type thing. You travel across the world with Le Petit Chef, who's a tiny little chef that hops around your plate, hops around your you have, again, like this book that's projected on. And even the tablecloth will change. Like, you're in China, all of a sudden the tablecloth looks like a Chinese restaurant and they're bringing you food. And there's different kind of tricks that happen throughout. Really fun experience.
I'm looking it up right now. That's pretty cool.
It's cool. I mean, the projection, I'd say, is pretty basic just because it's on a flat surface for the most part. But it is a really fun experience. Like, I loved it. And the food was pretty darn good too. I really enjoyed the Dinner Time Stories. And it's traveling across the world. But this is the first time in the U.S. It's in Nashville. And they've just extended it to the end of April. I may go again because it was really fun. And then there's a lot of other little things that happen that if you do go, I don't want to spoil it, but it's fun. I really enjoyed the experience. And it was our 10th anniversary, so it was a nice like date night out. But this little tiny chef, he just kind of runs around the table and
hey, little chef.
It's fun.
Don't steal food, little chef.
Yeah, he's he does. He flies on the back of a bird. He does lots of stuff.
Is it projected from above you then, I assume?
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of projectors above you.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And then they'll give you like a plate at one point, and then the plate is projected on, so there's like a dragon on your plate, and there's a part where you pour water into liquid smoke, and the whole table gets covered in smoke. It's or in like a fog. It's cool. It is a really fun and different kind of experience I've had.
I'll have to check that out, man. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, if you enjoy that stuff, sort of the tech side of what's happening, it's cool. And it's just a cool story.
Did you say it was relatively expensive?
I mean, it's like $150, something
Whoa.
Like that.
Whoa. Per person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're eating it at the Standard Club, which is a really – a private club in downtown Nashville. It is like an experience. It may be a little cheaper, maybe $130, $260 for both of us. But it was our 10th anniversary. We went out. But they're selling out every seating. It's pretty cool. They had a seating after ours. It's like right at 2 hours. It's almost exactly a 2 hour experience. You can get there a little early and have drinks and stuff. But one of our guys in the office was like, this seems like something you'd like. And he showed it to me. I was like, yes, that is something I would like. I'm going to book it right now. So it definitely is not a cheap night out, but it's not – I'd say it's comparable to what you'd probably pay to eat there in general if you're eating at this restaurant. So it's not like it was – and you get a really cool show and unique experience that you could tell all your friends about. And they do tell you the whole time, like, use your camera, film it, put it on social media. And there's some of that that I let Amanda do because, like, I want to experience this a little bit more. And I think a lot of people a lot of cameras being pulled out. I mean, it's not a problem. It's part of the show. But it's you can tell they're definitely trying their best to promote this thing that's happening. Because I think they said they were in Dubai and they were in Paris. And I think the owner saw it in Paris and was like, we got to bring this over. The Le Petit Chef is so small you can't see his mouth. You can tell it's easy to just redub the audio in different languages. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm watching videos of it right now. That's this is good. Pretty cool.
That's good for a podcast. It is cool.
Well, hey, man, don't intrigue me. Don't talk about stuff so awesome, man. Yeah. I'm like, I got to check this out.
Well, I'm sure you can go.
Now, $150, but I mean, yeah, now I can, you know, special occasion, that kind of stuff. Absolutely. But this is, this is intriguing. Guys, go check this out because this is great.
Yeah, it's like pretty high-end food. It's not a ton of food. I'll say that. I didn't leave, like, hungry, but it was not it wasn't tons of food. But it's not really why you're there.
Right. It's just the experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see the little petite chef.
Yeah, there he is. Hopping around.
I see. So they go to like Mexico and different places like that, like China and things.
I think you do just China, travel. India, Spain, Italy, and you just travel around Europe.
I saw what I thought was an Alebrije, which was in Coco, which I just bought on Blu-ray and DVD. Watched again.
I watched it for the first time like 2 days ago. I really enjoyed it. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a fabulous, fabulous film. If you haven't seen it, watch it. And they have in the Mexico pavilion. That was the thing when I was down there and I was in Epcot. Like, it is such a perfect marriage for the Mexico pavilion. Like, I can't think of a better property that fits well. Like, even Frozen was like, that bothered me because Arendelle is a fictional, country or city or whatever.
This is like plug and play. Yeah.
Fictional place, and they never say Norway. If anything, it's like Scandinavia. Yeah. And I'm like, so it's just kind of weird. But it's like watching that movie from the second it starts, I'm like, holy crap, this is the Mexico Pavilion. Like, it's perfect. And in there, they had an alebrije, an actual alebrije, which for those who don't know, they're like those colorful little wooden figurines that they make, that are like combinations of, they're like, a dog with a frog's head and stuff like that. There is a character in the film, for those who haven't seen it. Her name is Pepita, and she is a very large alebrije. She's a real alebrije. And they have a small, like, wooden version of her that, one of the sculptors made or something. $560
Yeah, that's a bit much. That's like, if they had done this projection dinner at Disney, I thought the whole time, this they'd charge me $400 for this.
I was just like, holy cow. I was like, I really want that, but no.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
happen.
I'll have to see if I see that on Tuesday or whenever we get to go down, because I would like to see that, though, because I really did enjoy the movie, and Riker really liked it. I wasn't sure how he'd feel, but he's watched it 2 or 3 times now. And then we tried to watch Ferdinand, and he was like, can we just watch Coco again? So,
buddy.
I mean, Ferdinand, I think we just were in the wrong headspace to fully enjoy. I think the girls were a little too young for it. But Coco has gone over pretty well. I liked it a lot. But, I did think this, like, the dinner time stories thing would be a perfect thing that they could throw at any of these, like, theme park attractions as like a specialty dining. But I can't imagine what they charge you for it, because it is like staffed with like 6 people who are manning your table. And, I could see it not being maybe the cost profit analysis wouldn't come out great for it, just due to the amount of people and staff you have to have specifically making this. But it would be something really cool if they would incorporate the properties that they own, even if you did it not as formal as this. There's just some cool stuff, I think, with 3D projection. It's not just your typical, stuff on the walls or making it look like the building is crumbling or however they do the Magic Kingdom now. To do something like this, which is a more intimate experience, I could see that working. I'd love to do a Horror Nights version of that. You know, do something crazy and you have characters pop out and, you know, Jason rips through your plate and
yeah, no,
baby
thanks.
Jason, little Jason, le petit Jason.
I'm good.
I just wouldn't eat.
Le petit Jason.
So I wouldn't be able to eat.
Le petit, you have Chucky, little Chucky running around.
Little Chucky.
Hey Bart, how was the Bavarian beer house or however you say
it? The one down there by you in Nashville. It was.
Yeah.
I mean, we only had a couple of appetizers at the bar, but they were not. Good. They were not good. Yeah. So I would definitely give it another shot and try like an actual sit down entree kind of thing. We just kind of roamed in there and sat at the bar and we're like, oh, what the heck? Let's, you know. We got a couple things because we had giant beers that we needed to soak up. So, and those were good. I mean, sure, the beers were good, but.
And the theming is pretty good.
The theming is pretty good. It's almost there. I'd say it's about 80%. I think that's what we said, Logan. It's like 80% to like Epcot. Just needs a little more. But we got Reuben rolls, which, you know, we're trying something different. They're like egg rolls, but Reubens instead, you know, with the corned beef inside. And then we.
That actually sounds pretty good.
They weren't bad, except
sounds really
when
good.
You bit into them, every time you bit into them, you got this like just like a tablespoonful of just hot grease just pouring down your chin, scalding you. It was disgusting.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
And then we got a giant.
It was also like you said, it was like 10 o'clock at night. It was mostly empty.
It's true.
It may have been just, you know, they were like, yeah, you know, whatever, get these guys.
Here's what we got left. Then we got a.
Because it was legit one of like two things left to open it up.
We got a giant soft pretzel, which was fine, I guess. I mean, it was fine. It just was, you know, a little expensive.
It was like a mediocre ballpark pretzel.
But they have this like beer cheese dipping sauce. I'm like, well, that's got to be good, right? So we got that. It was horrific. It was terrible. I think we both tried it once. Like, well, we'll just have a plain pretzel now.
It was
good. Lord,
the theming, the visual, the store they have there, the weird. You know, when you go to the bathroom, you pee on a soccer goal. Those things were fun. And the theming was decent, and like the attire was good. But we were also there, I think, a little too late for the overwhelming theming. But it's gigantic, and it's decent. I would definitely go again. Like I said, the drinks were good, and I'm sure that I'm not sure that the food is good, but maybe if we just had ventured into something, maybe we went. I mean, I wouldn't think a pretzel is too weird. Like the Reuben rolls, I could see that when we ordered it, I'm like, it sounds good. It could go either way. A pretzel, you kind of figure
it's going to be good, but
like,
but it's probably not their focus.
It's hard to screw it up.
They have a beer there. They have a beer there that I haven't been able to find anywhere else. It was a suggestion of the bartender, and she was not wrong. I don't know if it's like brewed beer, you know, like made with bananas or some kind of banana peel or something. I don't know, but it had like it hit your nose and it was like bananas. And I was like, oh, and I've had like banana nut bread beer. Yeah, that was hard to say, but this was so good. Like it was so refreshing. So that's the only thing I've ever had there. And I was only there with my guitar player for like all of 15 minutes before we saw Spider-Man.
Next time I'm down.
But I've been excited.
Next time I'm down, we'll go and we'll sit down and we'll have some sausages and some schnitzel.
Then you go over to... And then go over to Madame Tussauds at 9 o'clock at night when no one else is there.
The whole thing in 15 minutes.
And be in a completely empty Madame Tussauds for you and the guy who's cashing out the penny
presser
machine.
That's right.
That was a very odd experience. Thinking back more on that whole creepy. Night, like that part was fine. But the Madame Tussauds of Las Vegas was a little.
Is it Madame Tussauds or Madame Tussauds?
We discussed this a little
bit.
It's Tussauds. It's if you. There's a pronunciation guide, and it's Madame Tussauds of Las Vegas. Yes, for some reason it was of Las Vegas, but the version we found. But it is Tussauds.
Yeah, like Tussauds. Tussauds. Okay. A garment, so.
Tussauds.
See, I always said Tussauds, and then people correct me. That's kind of like Van Gogh, you know, is actually pronounced Van Gogh.
I think I think it probably depends, but if you ask the people that work there, I think they say Tussauds.
So.
Okay, rock on. I'm going to say Tussauds then.
Right. There it is, Tussauds.
Mm. Oh, no.
All right.
Oh,
well, boys,
no.
I hate to say it, but it's time to wrap. I got to run.
I know.
That's what we learned.
I got to, too. I got a call.
Today, yeah, you got to go, too. But today, that's what we learned.
Oh, fellas, don't leave me. Solo. Don't leave
me. You want to run 10 minutes by yourself, that's fine. But I got to get out of here.
Don't leave this show all to me. Don't do that.
Okay, I won't. Sounds good. All right.
All right. Well, folks, we hate to leave you hanging, but we're going to see some of you in just a matter of days now at sea.
Yep.
Exciting. We're going to have some fun, and then we'll have, I'm sure we'll have
record some more
tons of tales to tell next week. So, but for this week,
if not,
as someone I hope consoles Tyler, I got nothing else to say except we hope you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye, gang. That's
so
say nothing.